Father, we appreciate your mercy and compassion. No man on earth, no preacher on earth, no pastor on earth, no matter how famous, how popular, how anointed, is worthy to take your glory. Father, all glory and honor unto you in the mighty name of Jesus. As we gather at your feet, Lord, the Bible says you have not told the seed of Jacob to seek you in vain. I ask that the blessing that you have allocated to each and every one of us today will not elude us in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Believe on your word.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the answer.
Thank you, Daddy.
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen.
Let's be seated, please. I want to appreciate the youth pastorate, Maina Obina. I love to operate with behind the scene. I like doing those things that are not common, that not many people like to do. That's what gives me joy most. So when we ask to do, to stand before people like this, I know one of the things that everyone has assigned us to do, we do not have a choice. So thank you, sir, for the privilege. And thank you, ma'am. I want to appreciate the church. I celebrate you. You are the reason for the pulpit. If you are not here, I think if any pastor would be insane to stand here. You are here. We are here is because you are there. And so I celebrate you. Help me tell the man or the person by your left, I celebrate you.
Celebrate you.
Tell the person by your right, I celebrate you.
I celebrate you.
Thank you very much. I've been asked to talk on a topic called Oil for the Journey. Alright, so start by telling you what is oil. Oil is a liquid fat obtained from plant, seeds, animal fat, mineral deposits, and other sources that does not dissolve in water and it will burn. Oil is a liquid fat obtained from plant seeds, animal fat, mineral deposits, and other sources that does not dissolve in water that will burn. And what does oil do? We're to tell you three things. Oil acts as a lubricant. And when it functions as a lubricant, it reduces friction by making things move freely. And it eases or facilitates a solution to a difficult situation. That is one function of oil. It acts as a fuel. When it acts as a fuel, it provides energy. It provides power, it provides heat, it stimulates and maintains something else. It can maintain an engine, for example, an engine uses oil, so it's for maintenance. So it gives power, it gives heat, it gives energy and it stimulates things and maintains things. It's used for cooking. When it is used for cooking, it adds nutrients to the body and it makes things look good. So, then we want to talk about the journey. Because those are the two key words in the topic I've been asked to talk about, oil for the journey. A journey is a trip or an expedition from one place to the other. Moving here from here to Ibadan is a journey. You are traveling abroad is a journey. When you are in the air, the compass will show you the way. When you are on the sea, the compass will show you the way. When you are on the land, then there must be a route to your destination. I have to let you know that we are on a journey as Christians. We are journeying to a city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God, according to Hebrews chapter 10 and chapter 11 verse 10 and 6. We are on a journey to a city which has foundations. In fact, Revelation 21 verse 10 says it's a city with 12 foundations. That is where we are on a journey to. And when you are on any journey, there are things. There are things that you take along to make your journey worth going, to make it pleasant. So, whatever we act as lubricant, whatever we reduce friction, whatever we ease your movement to the journey we are embarking on, whatever we facilitate a solution in our life to difficult situation. Whatever. We give us power, energy, heat. Whatever we stimulate and maintain our spiritual life. Whatever we add nutrients to our spiritual makeup. Whatever we make us look good, that is the oil that we need for this journey. I want you to know that the way to our journey, according to John 14, 14c, the way to our destination is Jesus. He said, I am the way. I am the way. So, you come and go through him. There may be other way. He said, forget. There may be many people on the other way. Forget. No man have access. No man gets there except through me, he said. So, what are those things, the oil, that we need to take along as we go? So, please sir, when it's 5 minutes to my time, let me know. It's not a matter of quantity. For the matter of quality, I don't like exceeding time. When it's 5 minutes, time, please let me know. Now, let's go to Psalm 45, verse 7, and let's look at some oil that the Bible talks about, and some of the oil that we need to take along. We'll not read many verses, but we can put them down as we go. Psalm 45, verse 7. As you open that, I need somebody to read Proverbs 17 to 22 and Proverbs 15, 13. Psalm 4, 5, verse 7. Anybody there? Thou lovest righteousness
and hated iniquity because of thee.
The Lord did.
God, as that wanted us with the oil of gladness upon your face.
So we hear something about the oil of gladness. To be glad means to be happy. It means to be pleased. It means to be satisfied. So we are talking about satisfaction, we are talking about happiness here. In a world that is plagued with ups and downs, challenges of life, if anybody tells you the moment you come aboard, everything will be smooth, no problem, is the life. The teacher of teachers, the master teacher, said, because you are in this world where we have sorrow, where we have agony, where we have tribulation, you are bound to partake of the agony and challenges of life. You see that in John 16, verse 33. In this world we have tribulation. But the Bible says, when you are anointed, you have the oil of gladness. So, gladness comes when pleasant thing happens to you. You are promoted. You are successful in one area or the other. Something good happens. So, in a world where there are challenges and ups and downs, what that means when you have the oil of gladness is that your life will be punctuated by pleasant events. Events that will make you happy. Events that will give you satisfaction. Events that will make you pleased. Yes, there are challenges. Your life will be punctuated. You just had that this chapel. You are promoted. Your sister got this. Your brother got this. This happened to your son. This happened to you. Everything that will be hearing more will be things that will make for happiness and things that will make for satisfaction. What does God tell you? The Bible says in Proverbs 22, I don't want to go to many verses because there is no time. A merry heart. It gives you your body, you know, it makes the bone to be healthy. You are healthy because you are glad, because you are happy. When you are extremely happy, somebody who has been lying sick, when he is happy, he can begin to recover. And I don't need to let you know that to be sick is not a pleasant thing. Now, before I say one more thing, I want us to look at another verse. I mean, the next oil. And I will bring out something from the two because they are related. The Bible talks about the oil of joy. You see that in Isaiah 61 verse 3. Jesus was saying, the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound. Isaiah 61 verse 3. Where am I actually going? He goes further to say in verse 3. And to appear to them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. There is an oil of joy. This one is slightly different from the oil of gladness. It is slightly different because the oil of gladness, the gladness comes when something pleasant happens. You are happy because you are promoted. You are happy because you've been waiting for the fruit of the womb. Now you are blessed with the child. But when you have the oil of joy, no matter the circumstances and situations that are, when you react to that, maybe he doesn't have a job. Why is it that every time he seems radiant on his face? Maybe he is making the fruit of the womb. Why? You will never know. If you see that, you will never know. Because of your oil of joy. That one is not dependent on your present circumstances. It's not dependent on whether you are you don't have food at home. Nehemiah said, this joy of the Lord is our strength. So when you have this strength, when we talk about there are several types of strength, when you have this joy, he is saying you can have financial strength, you can have marital strength, you can have material strength, you can have academic strength, you can have a professional strength. This oil of joy gives you the strength that we need. And so, in Psalm 45, how do you get this joy? The Bible says, thou that loveth righteousness. To have an oil of joy, to have an oil of gladness. Thou loveth righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, he decided to anoint you with this joy, even above your fellow believers. So you want to have this joy. You must be ready to love righteousness the way God loves righteousness. You celebrate things, things that promote kingdom agenda excite you. When they talk about the work of God, you are excited. When they talk about the things of God, God divine project, heavenly agenda, you are excited. When they say it's time to go to church, you are excited. When they say it's the time to give, you are excited. Whatever excites you, excites you. And hated iniquity. When you hate iniquity, we hate iniquity the way you hate iniquity. Others may say it doesn't matter. It will matter to you. Literally to gossip rather. Others, they see gossip. They may qualify you and gossip. And they want to leave you. Because you love righteousness and hated iniquity. They say it doesn't matter. It will matter to you. What Christ says, others may, I may not. So, little foxes that can spoil the vine, we will not allow it to spoil you. The Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to talk about another oil. Now, I think we've noted down Proverbs 17:22, Proverbs 15:13, and Hebrew 1:9. Let's note that. Because we're not able to go over the Hebrew 1:9 is still 46 and 45 verse 7 that we read. And then the oil of gladness, what it does in Proverbs 17:22, Proverbs 15:33. And to let you know about the oil of joy which has shed us, the Nehemiah chapter 8 verse 10. I move on to another oil. In the oil of praise. You see, the oil of praise and thanksgiving cannot be overemphasized. From the camp, it has been power of thanksgiving. In the church here, everywhere is power of thanksgiving. In this year 2015, one crucial oil that must be in your life, if you want to have a smooth sea, if you want to rise where others are falling, if you want to succeed where others are failing, in the oil of praise. It surprises me that one of the most difficult things for people to do is to praise God. Tell God to praise God for 30 minutes. Your mouth will not. Just because you want to praise God, but naturally your tongue will slip to a request. It will slip to request. You want to say, I want to dedicate this 30 minutes to praise God. Naturally, you just see yourself making a demand. I have seen preachers over the place. I mean, highly titled, highly respected preachers preaching about praise and thanksgiving. And after their praise and thanksgiving, they want to lead prayer. They are leading prayer and they are not leading praise. They are leading prayer and they are not leading praise. I often hear about prayer and fasting. I've never heard about prayer and fasting. If you want to see man in action, they pray. If you want to see God in action, pray and worship God. You see, sometimes when we talk about the life of David, we talk about him as if God is a bit partial. I think he committed the agreement. We have many atrocities he committed, yet he was preferred. But I challenge you, sir, and I challenge you, ma. Show me a prisoner like David in scriptures. Show me a prisoner. Show me a worshiper like David in scriptures. Show me a person who can keep hands like David. Somebody who can sit back and just look like this. And say, God, when I consider the work of your hand, the mighty animals in the wilderness, the huge creatures in the ocean, I wonder what is man that thou art mindful. What are we? I mean, somebody who is it? My heart is depressed. Why? Whether you like it or not, my heart, you must praise God. I think somebody will just look and say, it doesn't matter what I pass through, I will praise the Lord at all times. Somebody will say, the Muslim pray 5 times in a day. In my own case, I'm not going to pray 5 times in a day. I bless God, I praise God 7 times in a day. So, if God, the entire book of Psalms is full of praise. Read that Psalm 136, for example, from verse 1 to the end. It shows how deeply he was in tender. Oh, this, for this one, for that one, your mercy endures forever. For this, your mercy endures forever. From verse 1. It says everything is all about praise, praise, praise. If you have fasted, if you have prayed, and it never worked in 2015, please try praise. Nothing stands in the way of God. Because how did David know that God inhabits the praise of his people? How did he know? It is because he has seen it happen several times. He has seen God moved on several occasions where he is involved in praise. So he knew God inside out. He said God inhabits the praise of his people. He inhabits the praise of his people. So, brothers and sisters, if you want to see God in action, praise God. Psalm 22 verse 3. Let somebody read that. And then you should note down Psalm 119 verse 65. Psalm 119:65. I'm coming to 22 verse 3. Then Psalm 43 verse 5. Psalm 136 verse 1 to 26. Psalm 34 verse 1. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18. Ephesians 5:20. Now when the Bible tells us that in everything gives us, there are some scriptures that make me shiver in scriptures. I mean, that makes me shiver, that I'm afraid of. One of those scriptures Is this first Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18? He says in everything give thanks. You lost your husband, he says give thanks. You just lost your wife, he says give thanks. You just lost your only child, he says give thanks. Isn't that terrifying? If you say, brother, what do I need to give thanks to? So, may that. I have no answer. Gio, the right general was here. With this certain situation that happened to me, why do I need to give thanks? Gio will not have answer. But he says in everything, give thanks. I have seen situations in which I fasted. I prayed. They never met. One day, when I in the situation stood like Jabrata, I picked my daughter. I engaged in high priest. I picked my daughter. And began to list all the good things. I was writing it with Bible. All the good things that heaven has done for me. I said, Daddy, you did this. When I was writing ICA, you did this for me. Before I married, you did this for me. When I was writing and writing and writing, when I got to number 30, a scripture was dropped in my spirit. And that's the case 37. And I read it. And when I read it, I use it, that was the end of the problem. But also, I've said it here before. Somebody said, one person to my wife, some young man, sending a text message to my wife, and said something terrible was coming, that you should pray. Something terrible is imminent on your husband. And he showed me the text. I said, which church does he go? I want to know whether it's the Aladura church, the Sia, or the Living Church. I don't know the church. But I told my wife, I'm not going to pray about it. My name is David. David is an Hebrew word. It means dearly beloved. If God so loves me, let me see that too. Rather than praying about it, I'm going to appoint a day of fasting and praises. And I fasted that day with praising. But I even fell on it, on the Saturday, I think Tuesday. When we are here, we are dictating prayer requests. If you say, thank God to do this for you, I will say, thank God to do this. You know, every of my requests, you dictate a request, may I call it to dance. I never made a request for that day. And the fact that I'm standing before you tonight, today, is the testimony that nothing happens to me. Praises cannot be overemphasized. If we are talking about praises, we are talking about all of joy, all of gladness. It's for those people who have joined on board. If you have never joined on board, the all of gladness is not for you. There are certain foods that are for the children if they ask. They ask for the pilgrims. All of joy for the pilgrims. Oil of gladness for the pilgrims. Oil of praises for the pilgrims. So, if you are not on the way, you are not yet prepared for a journey. You have not known the Lord Jesus Christ, don't make a request. Don't tell God to give you the oil of gladness. That is not what you need. This is for the people who have come on board, who are on their way to that great city. A city that has 12 foundations. Whose builder and maker is God? You want to know more about the city? You see it in Revelation 21. Yes, for those people. So if you have never given your life to Jesus, your prayer, your request is, Father, forgive me my sins. Confess your sins to God with the desire to forsake them, with the desire to leave them behind, and accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For those who are already on the way, you are free to make a request. The issue is, if you don't ask, Heaven will be looking at you. Ask, it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock, the door shall be opened unto you. Let's rise up on our feet. As we thank the Lord for giving us the opportunity and the grace to listen to His word. The little we have had is not a matter of quantity. If you live righteously and you hate iniquity, heaven will drop the oil of gladness, the oil of joy in you. Others will be falling sick, you will be living healthy. Others have been falling, you will be examining, you will be rising. When another is talking about passing down, you will be saying, you will be talking about lifting. Where others are stumbling, you will be having a smooth sail. You will be impacting others. You will be exchanging the money for the oil of joy. You will be a blessing to this generation. You will be a problem carrier, a problem solver, a solution carrier. The Lord has anointed me to appoint unto them those money desire to give them beauty body and the oil of joy for money. And the joy of the Lord will give you strength in every ramification. Financial strength, this year is for you. Marital strength, political strength, economic strength, material strength, whatever strength. Daddy, thank you for the power and the efficacy of your word. You said in your word that the one who said will not return unto you, boy, but shall come preach that which you preach and shall prosper in the area to it is said. Ask that your word will elevate the people from their present level and value would have been added to our life. Thank you, Lord, for the answer, for the remaining program of today. Let your presence be manifest. Thank you, Lord, for the answer. In Jesus' name we worship.